memory safe assembly, logarithms, and the joy of things going sideways. The PhilC.org project drew attention with a post on memory safe inline assembly, a combination that sounds contradictory to anyone familiar with how inline assembly typically works. Inline assembly embeds raw CPU instructions directly into higher-level code, bypassing language safety guarantees entirely and opening the door to memory corruption and security vulnerabilities that can take months to diagnose. The PhilC approach constrains which registers and memory operations the assembly can perform and combines those restrictions with instrumentation that verifies the assembly respects the runtime's memory model. The trade-off is a narrower set of allowable operations in exchange for safety properties that would otherwise be absent. The HN thread drew only 26 comments, but what appeared was technically dense and largely positive from practitioners who have spent careers fighting undefined behavior. A GitHub project implementing Lisp entirely within Rust's type system sat at the more audacious end of the spectrum. The computation happens at compile time rather than runtime. The program is expressed as type-level constructs evaluated by the Rust compiler itself. Practical applications are limited because compile times expand dramatically and error messages become nearly unreadable, but the theoretical point stands. Rust type system is Turing complete and expressive enough to serve as a computing substrate. A post at alexkrachevsky.com titled, "Everything is Logarithms," made a sustained argument that logarithms are not merely a mathematical tool, but a fundamental mode of perceiving the world. The human auditory system perceives pitch logarithmically. The Richter scale is logarithmic, decibels are logarithmic, and compound interest is exponential in one direction and logarithmic in the other. The connection to computing is direct. Floating point arithmetic is essentially a logarithmic number system, providing roughly equal relative precision across many orders of magnitude. The post paired naturally with a trending piece on CPU operation costs measured in clock cycles, where understanding that floating point multiplication involves adding logarithmic exponents helps reason about why certain operations are fast or slow. A 1992 blog post resurfaced to describe the constraints of programming in that era: memory limitations measured in kilobytes, batch jobs taking hours, no interactive debugging. Reading it alongside the memory safe assembly post provides a visceral sense of how much has changed in 34 years, while structural challenges have remained recognizable. And a post at lmao.center about accidentally creating a wigglegram, an animated stereoscopic photograph generating a 3D effect through slight frame shifts. While working on an entirely different project, captured 289 points and 63 comments. The author's honest account of something going delightfully sideways was a reminder that some of the most engaging technical writing on HN is simply a person describing what actually happened.